Mr. Lee.
All these racks of weapons, and my job was to take care of them, clean them occasionally, make sure nobody took them. You know, somebody came in to check out their weapon, I'd give it to them, you know, check it out and everything. And I just saw these four walls all day long and these rifles, you know. They wouldn't talk to me, no conversations were held, nothing. Just beautiful weapons, lovely.
Yeah, conversation.
Boom, yeah, right. And I can remember we were preparing for an inspection. The inspector general, there's no bigger inspection. The inspector general comes to look at your whole unit, everything, you know. He's got white gloves and he touches everything and everything. And I can remember getting ready and, man, I cleaned everything in that room three times, you know, and had everything ready. And a guy came in, you know, I was standing there and he looks around and he looks up and he says, "Where is that light? Where is it?" "I lost it. It's around here somewhere, you know." And everything was supposed to be checked out to somebody, right? So I looked, and the rifle wasn't there, but nobody checked it out. And it was a little embarrassing. A little embarrassing. My supply sergeant was that was my immediate superior. My company commander was standing right there. Their faces were red, you know. They're real nice people, you know. My whole life, you know, I could see myself bars, you know, and never get back. I'll come back. Check it out. I'll come back and find out. And it was around. Somebody checked it out, but I hadn't made a record of it, you know. But that job was, to me, the worst possible as far as my own personality is concerned, that you lose a weapon. You know, you lose a weapon, it's around somebody. Somebody will get shot with it one of these days.